Welcome back to Two Geeks M2C. I'm Kevin.
I'm Bob.
That leaves Simon. I guess that's me.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, I never mind.
So, hold on, wait a second.
This is a
Simon.
Show.
Where's Simon?
I'm here. What? I'm Simon.
I thought you were
I'm
Bob.
On your right, Bob.
All right, Simon, what did you think of Night at the Museum 2? Battle of the Smithsonian.
Come on, is that my favorite actor? Ben Stiller, oh, I'm so
He's
excited.
Awesome.
He is awesome and dreamy, but it's got my favorite Amy, little cutie, Amy Adams.
Yes, Amy Adams is in it as...
You know what? This was I love this movie. I hated the first one. Boring. I had to watch Ben Stiller for a whole 2 hours. Puts me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a much better movie. I enjoyed it. They had more stuff to do, but there was one small little problem with it.
Not enough Oscar the Grouch.
Jonah Hill, wasn't it?
Jonah Hill. Oh, yes, Jonah Hill.
Like, the whole thing, him, but I actually, Ben Stiller showed Jonah Hill how to act, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
I just don't like Ben Stiller, because like watching Ryan Reynolds. It's Ben Stiller all the time.
Yeah. Hank Azaria is in it. Yes, is the villain.
Hank Azaria. There's a guy that shouldn't have a career.
Mm-hmm.
No, I liked it. It's fun. Enjoyable. Go see it.
Ricky Gervais is in it.
Who I like. But
Robin Williams is in it. Darth Vader is in it.
Yes.
Never mind.
That was a little weird when Darth Vader was in it.
Yeah, he was screening for villain applications.
Yes.
He gets a bad review from... who was it? What was Hank Azaria's character?
Some mummy guy, wasn't it again?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
The mummy.
Right. Okay, so Bob...
I liked it. It was fun, as you said. I liked it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Hold on. It's got Amy Adams in it. It's two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for Amy Adams, but the movie, yeah. I give it a big which means my marginal thumbs down.
Really?
I just didn't care.
I liked it. I thought it was a much better movie than the first one.
It was okay.
Okay, if you're going to say so. What did you like about it? Let's get into this. What didn't you like?
I wasn't impressed by it. I thought it was just kind of lame.
It's kind of interesting
for kids, I guess. I mean, maybe they learn a little bit about history and whatever else, but... I don't know. I thought it was kind of lame. Just, I wasn't impressed. I'm not a big Ben Stiller fan these days.
Nobody is.
But yeah.
Amy Adams steals this movie. She can actually act.
Yeah. Well, okay. She can.
I'll disagree.
But she doesn't make the movie great.
She does. Mm. It's Amy Adams.
It's just a good performance in a mediocre movie.
Okay. I agree.
All right. So, speaking of things that I am right now, the next movie is The Hangover.
Where were you last night?
I don't know. I'm not that hungover. I had a couple of beers last night, but...
Not like that New Year's Eve party we had at your house 1 year?
Oh, God, no.
That was the best party I've been at New Year's.
I think I gave up being really drunk after that. It's like...
Do you remember?
I'll have like an occasional
beer.
Did
I ever tell you the story after what happened to me after your party?
No.
Okay. I don't know how many years ago this crazy party, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
1999. Because you had to play the Prince song 4,000 times for those girls.
No, it was 2,000.
2,000?
Yeah.
So it was not... Okay. So I leave your party, and I'm toasted, but I can't get a cab, so I have to walk to Yonge Street, which is, what, 4 blocks?
Yeah.
So I make it to Yonge Street. I'm in the cab. I remember the cab ride to where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is the door opening, face first. I wake up in the morning. I'm face first inside my house.
Nice.
That's it. I never made it to bed that night.
There was one party you came to my house. Two guys brought you in. We drank tequila shots. You sat down on the couch, and the two guys watched you. Like, they watched you. Literally, they were, like, staring directly at you. And when you passed out, they said, all right, we're out.
Oh, yeah, that was a rule.
And they grabbed you, and they took you out, and they left.
Yeah.
And that was kind of funny, actually.
Hey, that was the best. We did, what, tequila shots every 2 minutes till the bottle was done?
Okay.
Okay.
So this is a movie review podcast, not a drinking review podcast.
Well,
but all this leads up into The Hangover, which was a very popular movie about a bunch of guys that go to Vegas for a bachelor party, and they wake up the next morning and they don't remember what happened. Right? So let's go from there. What do you guys think of The Hangover?
Fantastic. This was in my top three favorite movies of the summer.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastically well done. Absolutely funny. Mm-hmm. I laughed. I cried. I'll buy the DVD.
Mm. Bob?
I didn't enjoy it that as much as Simon did.
Are you on crack?
I must be.
It had the fat guy from G4's Dribbles, and he says, when I get married, and they're like, really?
It also has former boxing champion
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson in it. But
hey,
did
you give back his title?
It just didn't do anything for me.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
Bradley Cooper was phenomenal in this. It had Heather Graham, who always looks nice, and Lindsay Lohan turned down that role, by the way.
Mm.
It's a really smart move, Lindsay. That, yes. Like, you have a career.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this movie was great.
Well, to be honest, Simon, I hated this movie. And I'm kidding. No, I loved it. I loved it. This was great.
What?
I don't know how anyone could not love The Hangover. It was a great movie. Everyone I know who went to see it loved it. It's like one of those movies that, you know, just spread out virally because everybody told their friends, you should go see this movie. It's hilarious.
Oh, it was so
funny.
And
it was. It was great.
I cried. Now, if I ever have my wife ever comes to me, I didn't let the bartender come inside me. She's out the door. That line over and over again was breaking me up laughing. And Bradley Cooper, I love now.
Yeah, he's
good, absolutely moved up as one of my favorite actors.
Former sidekick on Alias.
Well, that's it, which I've never seen Alias. I thought this movie was great, and they're making a number two.
Yes.
So I'm afraid now. But that, as long as they bring
the fat guy back, Alan.
That's the dentist.
Yeah.
But Alan,
the brother,
is the best guy on the planet.
Yeah. That was awesome.
It was a great movie. Bob, how could you not relate to this? Did you just never get that plastered that you just don't remember the next day?
Nope.
Should have came to Kevin's party. Yeah. You would have had this movie.
Well, I gave it a thumbs up. Big thumbs up.
You know what? If you haven't seen this movie, hit pause right now.
Go
get it and pick up Fight Club if you haven't seen that either. Enjoy your afternoon.
I haven't seen Fight Club either.
We know.
Jeez. Okay. Why are you on the show?
I've often wondered that myself.
I often wonder that sometimes.
We need comic relief.
Yes. Well, he's in training, right?
Yes,
so
he's working.
Exposing him to great
movies.
He's
Alan from The Hangover.
He kind of looks like him. No. No. No, I want to live.
I want to live again.
Where's that?
All right.
Should I tell you now? I've never seen Forrest Gump either.
What?
Oh, man. Life is like a box of chocolates, okay? You should see that.
Actually, I just saw it two years ago.
Anyway, our next movie.
I saw Can't Buy Me Love finally, though.
Good Yay, for you. I own that movie, I think.
Good for you. Next movie is Bride Wars, starring Kate Hudson and the always attractive Anne Hathaway and Candace Bergen.
Now, before we get into this, do we find Kate Hudson attractive, or is she kind of just average?
Kind of average.
Okay, that's fine.
But you'll have a difference of opinion with one of our...
Dave H.?
Yep, that's the one.
Well, he can listen to my podcast and email me and discuss it.
Okay.
I'll go first with Bride Wars.
Please.
Yeah.
Is that your professional opinion or...?
I'm done. What a piece of crap. Oh, let's both book our weddings on the same day and get into a big fight, and then we're going to do stupid things to each other, and then we'll be all friends in the end. And one of us will get married,
When we were kids, we always wanted to be married.
But they didn't book it on the same day on purpose. It was an accident.
Oh, and that's where the comedy comes from.
Aye.
No, lame. Lame.
Awful.
Fun.
Lame.
Fun.
And you know what? The only good part of this film is when Anne Hathaway is on the stage dancing like a stripper. That was enjoyable.
Nothing wrong with that.
I would watch that over again.
Like, but is there a point do they make these movies? Like, who'd they make this for? My wife hated it.
Really? Okay. Well, because she would be like the target audience, right?
She thought it was really bad.
Simon, there's always a choice in these movies.
No, there's
not. One, walk out. One, pause, take it out, throw it out the window. Or don't rent it.
But I know that's not what you did.
Bob,
you liked
this movie.
The whole thing, yes.
You loved it.
Why did
I like
it?
And the movie poster.
I don't own the movie, and I don't own the poster. Yeah. Why did I like it? I thought it was a fun movie.
What was good about it? The part when they changed the dye in her hair?
I just thought it was fun. I just thought it was, well, that was okay.
You know what this movie's missing?
Going too far.
A lingerie party.
With pillows and tickle fights.
Yes. Yeah. We might have been okay.
Wow. So, two thumbs down and a thumbs up. As usual, Bob is the lone man standing. I'm waiting for a movie to side with you on Bob yet.
We did.
There
Harry Potter.
Been. There has been.
I know, Harry but Potter. This episode.
Well, we'll get there. I'm sure it's
all right. Next movie is The Ghosts of Girlfriend Past, starring Matthew McConaughey, Michael Douglas, Jennifer Garner, and other people.
Don't care.
Bob, What did you think of The Ghosts of Girlfriend Past?
Now, going out of a limb here, I'll probably be alone on this one, too. But I'm going to say I enjoyed it. I always liked Jennifer Garner, and I always have. But Matthew McConaughey does nothing for me. But anyway.
Should he?
No. However, Ghosts of Girlfriend Past reminded me of Scrooge, but not... it was in the wintertime, but anyway.
Womanizer Scrooge.
Yeah. It's sort of like that, because he's... Michael Douglas is making Matthew relive his past. Better not say anymore.
Tell us why you liked it.
I can't.
Okay.
Well, I did, but I have to tell you what parts I liked about it.
And then you'd have to kill us. All right. So,
but I'm just going to say I liked it, and that's it.
Okay. But you did. Simon, what did you think?
I hate Jennifer Gardner. Why do people...
Gardner.
Whatever her damn name is. I don't care. And it I hate Matthew outside. McConaughey.
Yeah.
They both bug me. They're both dull, they're both boring, and they're both attractive. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. I just find these movies boring. Mm. I'm just like, right, this is really lame. Like, it's not funny.
Well, I agree with you on Jennifer Garner. I think that she's just a pretty face, and she's not, I mean, she's okay, but she's not a, like, you know, like Juno was a good part for her.
Yes!
You know, she's just sort of a character in a series of characters. Matthew McConaughey, though, I like him. I liked him in this movie. I liked Michael Douglas in this movie.
I always liked Michael Douglas. So
yeah, I liked the premise. He was a womanizer. Why, you know?
I had no issues with him.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was funny. I didn't love it, but you know, it was okay. It was filler. It was a couple hours.
Did
wasted
you watch it with your girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
No, we don't generally watch a lot of movies together unless we go to the movie theater.
Oh, okay.
So I'm usually watching these things in the middle of the night by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Speaking of watching movies by yourself, Powder Blue, starring Forest Whitaker, Jessica Biel, Alexander something.
Sidig.
Dr.
Ray
Liotta
from Deep Space Nine.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in that. So, okay. So Powder Blue.
Bob?
I had issues with it. I had to... took me 3 tries to watch it, but
is that why you fell so far behind?
It was it was okay. Thumbs in the middle here.
Hold on, that's it? I don't get a plot point? Nothing?
Not for me.
Oh. Well, Jessica Biel is an exotic dancer.
Well, that's it.
Ray Liotta
gets
out of prison and he comes to see her. And
like, what's her point to this movie? Like, this movie's been done so many times over in different ways. This is just a bad version of Memento.
I don't know about Memento.
Well, it's just
but,
that kind of filmmaking. I don't know what you call it. Like Pulp Fiction kind
of? It was sort of like Crash.
Yeah,
other things.
It.
Like just
Crash.
Sort of multiple storylines.
That all wrap up together in the end. They all have a connection.
Right.
Kind of like 7 Pounds. Boring.
Yes.
Lame. I have nothing to say about it. It's awful. Skip. Yeah. Horrible.
No, there's nothing good about
I got an idea.
Movie.
Fast forward the Jessica Biel topless scene. Mm-hmm. And then put on the Rustler.
What is it that these movies all have great scenes with strippers in them?
I mean, well, the Rustler does. I'd rather have them. Okay, now we can get into a discussion. Do we want Jessica Biel in Powder Blue, or do we prefer Marissa Tomei in the Rustler?
I would go with Jessica Biel, just because Marissa Tomei has sort of passed her prime.
Bob?
Jessica Biel.
Really? I still have a thing for Marissa Tomei.
Okay, Marissa Tomei then.
No, I'm not telling you. You can pick whoever you want. There's not a good point or a bad point.
Wow,
I just said
capable of independent thought.
Is this the only way that, I mean, do women feel comfortable now? Like actresses? Okay, well, if I'm playing a stripper, I have to show my boobs.
Yeah.
Like, is this her big coming out party for Jessica Biel? I'm going to be in Powder Blue and show my boobs?
I guess.
I'm like,
I don't know.
Yay. Because this budget.
In a small arty film.
I mean, I just find Jessica Biel is spiraling down to C-list quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, she's never made a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we've watched her continuously, but she can't star in a movie because she stinks.
Yeah.
And then I read she might be Wonder Woman. I'm like, who's on crack?
Yeah. Easy Virtue she was in.
And that was horrible.
I don't know if either one of you...
I liked it. We reviewed it.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Okay, sorry. Never mind.
Okay.
It's all a days. All right, next movie on our list is Hotel for Dogs 2, City of Embers. Sorry. City of Embers, which I did not see. I conscientiously objected, and the copy I had was scratched or something. So
I hate when you get those from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And they don't work. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, so...
And then I have to go back and get another one, and then I'm like, oh, we don't have another one. Now I know why.
It didn't bother.
It was horrible.
I didn't want to see it. You made me want to see... You put it on the list. It's the future. The world's destroyed. There's a city in the core. It's like The Matrix, but with kids.
No, it's not.
No?
No, it's like a bad Goonies.
Goonies, really?
It's very similar. It tries to be Goonies, like they do some exploration and this and that. Not with the government. Bill Murray plays the mayor of the town and doesn't want to leave, and they have no food in the town. Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of crap. Don't bother. Skip. Horrible. Okay. I don't have anything else to say. Bob?
It was slow.
Slow? Yeah. Painful.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay.
It's awful. Just skip it.
You guys agree.
Yay! Finally. High five!
City of Embers, not worth it. I agree. I didn't even want to watch it. All right, next movie on our list is Duplicity, starring Clive Owen and Julia Roberts.
Doesn't Scott... Ridley Scott's brother.
Tony Scott?
Tony Scott's film. It's a Tony Scott film, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it's a Tony Scott, directed by Tony Scott.
Didn't look like a Tony Scott film. Interesting. Don't get me wrong. All right, what did you think of Duplicity, Simon?
I like this movie a lot. I really like Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm. I love Clive Owen. I like Julia Roberts. I liked it. It was a very confusing movie at times because you kind of really didn't know what direction they were going.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it, and you never knew what was going on half the time. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it. I don't think it's a great movie. I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was just a fun afternoon movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you need to rush out and see, but it's on TV. I wouldn't skip it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it was fine. I liked the ending. I don't want to ruin the ending. Usually I do for this show. I'm not ruining the ending for this one because that's the whole movie is the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it working the way the end and how everybody's trying to play each other in this movie. And we all have hair here, so I guess we don't need the hair product they're trying to make in this one to grow hair.
Yeah. And Bob?
I like the movie. I always like Paul Giamatti movies and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I'd give it a thumbs up. Where's my DVD?
He says you have it. Anyway, I thought it was okay. I got no complaints. Everyone was good in it. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I didn't laugh. I didn't cry.
What? I thought I laughed a couple of times when he tries to get in the frozen pizza market.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. I thought Paul Giamatti stole this movie.
Kind of. He usually does. All right. So everyone kind of liked this movie. Well, that's sort of the way I feel about it. Yeah.
Thumbs in the middle. I'm good.
Thumbs up.
Next movie is Inkheart, starring Brendan Fraser and Jim Broadbent.
And Helen Mirren.
Paul Bettany.
And
Helen Mirren.
And some other people.
A girl and a guy.
I met Paul Bettany recently at the film festival.
I think he'd be a great Elric if they made an Elric.
I absolutely will agree with you on that one. I think he'd make a great actor.
What did you think of the film festival?
I enjoyed the film festival. I had a good time.
Okay. I ignore it.
I know, but you went to Word on the Street.
Yeah, I was at Word on the Street. Yeah.
I was there too.
So was he. He was looking for Margaret Atwood.
He found her.
And he found some Teen Titans trade paperbacks.
Yep.
Teen Titans trade paperbacks?
Year one.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm.
I thought Inkheart was okay.
Are you on crack?
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It's like the Duplicity of teen adventure movies.
You're joking, right?
I don't know. I thought there were some interesting bits where they brought in characters from Wizard of Oz and other books.
Absolutely another boring Brendan Fraser movie.
I just want to know who has my DVD. I'd like
Bob
it back.
Bob has your DVD.
Bob says that you have it.
No, because I gave it to Bob. How did he watch it?
One of you guys better find it, because I want to get rid of this puppy. I want to sell it. I want to give
Kevin,
it back to the used bookstore.
I saw it before Bob did.
Yeah.
I gave it to Bob. Ask him to check
it out.
I gave it back to you.
I
gave it back to you the day Mr. Kevin here refused to do
it.
Yes,
it
is in that bag that you haven't looked at.
Okay, then I will find it.
Okay.
If it's in there,
then
I do have it.
So now we have proof of where it is.
But I'm moving, so it's packed. But I will try to find it. Because I asked my wife this morning where that bag was.
I want the $3 I might get back.
I'll give you the
$3
right now.
It's not a keeper, but it's okay.
It's a pizza crap.
What?
You liked it.
I liked it.
Oh, God, why?
You paid $3 for it? I'll take it. I'll pay you $3 when I get it back.
Fine.
Okay.
Can we get to a good movie?
It was a good movie. Jim Broadbent makes it a good movie.
Yeah. Paul Bettany was okay in it too. It was okay. It was okay.
Okay, let's get to something half decent.
All right, Green Lantern First Flight, one of the new DC animated films, starring Victor Garber, Christopher Moline, and a bunch of other people as Green Lantern, Sinestro, Kilowog, the Guardians of the Universe.
Can Bobby Kilowog?
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, he's got those mandible thingies.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, did this movie come out just because they're discussing a Green Lantern movie, or was this planned ahead of time?
No, it was planned ahead of time. I mean, I think they wanted to get Green Lantern out. They want to do movies starring their big characters. They've done Wonder Woman, done Superman, they've done Batman.
Where's Flash?
I think Flash is in the works, too. They've got a few other ones. We'll review another one in a minute, and then we can discuss what's next. But what do you think of the Green Lantern movie?
Loved it.
Yeah?
Thought it was good. I like the origin stories, and this one was really good. I watched special features after the movies, and I know mm-hmm. Simon's.
They said on discs.
Yes, amazingly enough,
you can learn all about Blackest
Night. This one
was
not held basically on Earth. There was a bit of Earth, and then it was mostly in outer space, which is good. I liked it. I liked how they went to the world of Oa, and all the inductions of him, and how they came out with.
Well, anyway. What I liked about it, and I think the movie will probably follow a similar story. And I mean, I like that. It introduces a bunch of people to Green Lantern and preps them for the movie, which will hopefully be okay, even though it's got Ryan Reynolds as the star. But the other thing I liked about it is it's like Training Day. Training Day in outer space. You know?
I've never seen Training Day either.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, good, then I'm not alone.
You should see that. It's a good performance by Denzel. But
I heard it's good, though.
Yeah. But basically, Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, gets trained by Sinestro, presumably, arguably the greatest of all the Green Lanterns at the time. But it turns out Sinestro is not a good guy, and things go south, and we go from there.
I'm hit and miss in this movie. Parts of it, I think, were excellent. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I thought maybe it's the animation I didn't like.
Yeah, some of the animation was a bit wonky.
Maybe it's just me. I thought the voice acting was excellent. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the Green Lantern fights and thought they were kind of cool when they had the different, and they're chasing after Sinestro through the airport.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. I'm sorry, whatever the bad guy's name was. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked parts of it, but what the hell was the resurrection of the dead body? When they need to find out where the bombs are located?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to do some weird thing, go into his mind and resurrect
the dead. That was Kanjar Rowe.
Kanjar mm-hmm. Rowe. That was bizarre.
Yeah.
In the DC. I'm like, is this for kids? Because that was a little...
Yeah.
Over the top.
No, I think this is for older audiences, like teens.
Okay, I just thought that was a little heavy. I'm like, because sometimes I watch these things with my 2-year-old. I'll put it on. We watch, like, Hotel for Dogs, we'd watch together and stuff like that. Woof. Yeah. But this one, I'm kind of glad I didn't put it on for. I enjoyed it. I like to see more.
Yeah.
You know? I get bored of the origin stories just because I've probably read too many comics.
I thought it was okay. If you don't know Green Lanterns, that's a nice introduction. Speaking of the DC animated films, the next one is, we're doing one that just came out this week, is Superman Batman Public Enemies, directed by Bruce Timm, and starring the voices of Tim Daly, Kevin Conroy, and the Kurgan from The Highlander.
Is it Dana Delaney?
Yeah, Dana Delaney, I think. No, I don't think she actually shows up.
Clancy Brown is Kurgan.
Clancy Brown is Lex Luthor.
And this one was pretty cool. I liked it. I mean, it basically follows the Jeff Loeb, Ed McGuinness miniseries.
So I have read this.
Yeah.
I thought I had read this, and I couldn't remember.
I mean, they cut out some stuff, like Nightwing doesn't make an appearance and stuff like that. But, it's nice to see Hawkman and Captain Marvel and some of the villains that you don't normally see animated show up in this film. Power Girl has a big part in this.
Major Force.
Captain Atom, who I'm a big Captain Atom fan for
Major
some
Force
reason.
Major Force does nothing in this movie.
No, he's just the enemy, one of the bad guys. What do you guys think?
Well, since you guys added this a little late to the list, I saw it last night about 11 o'clock before I went to bed. I like the story. It took me a while, so it is. I thought I had read this story before. Mm-hmm. This has to be some of the weirdest animation I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Superman has a six-pack.
Yeah.
Luthor has a six-pack, which was bizarre for me.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that, I hated the animation. I had a lot of problems trying to get by it.
Some things didn't look quite right. I know they tried to do it sort of stylistically like Ed McGuinness, but...
Is he drawing it with a six-pack? Like, I don't know his artwork that well.
Yeah, he does.
I know his Hulk stuff fairly well. I can't say I love this one. This is probably the weakest one I've seen. I would compare it similar to Superman Doomsday, but I'm not a big Superman fan.
I think it was better than Superman Doomsday. That was kind of
weird. Yes.
So maybe that's my problem. I enjoyed parts of this. I wish Amanda Waller had a bigger part in it, but I can't remember how big she was in the comics.
I liked the what I liked the most about this was the interaction between Tim Daly and Kevin Conroy.
Yeah,
they had some great conversations between Superman and Batman. That, you know, you could tell that these guys are buddies, but they kind of don't agree exactly with how the other one does it, but they're friends.
I thought my favorite scene was when Superman shows up and Alfred goes, "Sir, I washed your costume." And I'm back his costume. I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
There was another part where they go in the sewers and Batman says, "Welcome to my world." And I thought that was great. Too.
Yeah.
I thought the Toy Man scene was kind of cool.
Yeah.
When the Toy Man, he makes a giant robot and Batman's driving it towards the thing.
Yeah.
And
because in the comic, Captain Atom flies the robot and sacrifices himself. So when it blows up, it sends him into a quantum explosion. It sends him. The thing about Captain Atom is when you blow him up really good, he jumps into the time.
As opposed to really bad.
Well, no, I mean if he doesn't, he's indestructible, but due to the quantum mechanics of his whatever makeup, if you put him in the middle of a nuclear explosion, it will blow him forward through time.
Oh.
So, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. So, but they didn't put that in the movie. Instead, it was Batman gets rescued. So, I thought it was good. And the next one is Crisis on Two Earths, which is basically JLA Earth 2, the Grant Morrison, Frank Quitely graphic novel.
Characters?
It's the Justice League, Superman, Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Flash. And they go to an alternate Earth where... The Justice League are the villains. So it's the whole crime syndicate storyline.
That's what I thought.
Oh, like Earth 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So it's Earth 3, so the Nazis won the war, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Whatever the case is. No, I don't know if the Nazis won the war.
That was another Earth. It was,
That was Earth Q, wasn't it? With the quality guys?
Maybe that's
it. Earth 3 is basically, it's like the opposite world. Like your heart is on the opposite side of your chest from you. You know, people who are good in one universe are bad in the other. Like Lex Luthor is a hero. Superman is Ultraman is a villain. And
okay.
You know.
I haven't seen that one.
Wonder Woman is Power Woman. Yeah. All right, time to open the video vaults. Man, it's getting lamer every time you do
this. I'm opening it next time.
All right. First movie on our video vault hit list is... Arabian Nights.
Did you watch this one, Kevin?
I did.
Let Hugo lead for a change.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Because you were the same vintage, I wanted to say. That's why I recommended this, because I remember as a kid, I don't know if you remember that, we had a Buffalo channel, Channel 11, I think it was, or whatever, Buffalo 29.
Yeah.
They used to show these movies after school.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to see this for.
Yeah. It's been a while since I watched it, but I seem to remember liking it and thinking it was... You know, it was enjoyable for what it was. It was kind of fun. There were some jokes thrown in. Great cast. Great looking women.
I thought this was a pile of crap.
Really?
This was just one of those bad Arabian movies. Really? At the time period when it was really hot to have these kind of movies.
Yeah.
I've seen better versions of this.
Made me
want
to watch more.
Are you serious? You'd watch more of these.
I mean, there wasn't a lot of... Arabian Nights, usually there's a little bit of magic and stuff like that. There wasn't that much in this one.
Well, I like
this the one Shemp Howard was in it. I thought I heard his voice.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I remember this movie. I thought it was okay.
Shemp was in it, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard his
voice and I said, that's Shemp Howard.
I guess I'm looking for, more like Thief of Baghdad.
Yeah.
Something along that lines, which this didn't give me.
No, I mean, this was a studio picture adventure. It was a Sunday filler.
This was the double bill of a matinee.
Yeah.
Like, you would see Superman first and then Arabian Nights right afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see this as the back half of a double bill.
Yeah.
It just didn't do it for me. I have nothing against the film. I think it's a fun... I think if you're 13 and your kids like this kind of stuff, and it's just a fun movie for kids. And that's what it was designed for.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I don't know. All right. Next movie is The Whole Wide world.
With and Vincent D'Onofrio?
Vincent D'Onofrio and Renee Zellweger. And Bob did not see this one, so it's just
going to be Oh, he missed this one?
Yeah, another one he didn't do.
Well, he was busy.
He was busy, yeah.
He was watching Glee.
Yes, he was having Glee.
He was singing and dancing. Maybe he was watching Mamma Mia for what the 40th time.
Sorry. Or the Blue Jays. All right, so the whole wide world is interesting for us geeks.
Back this up. Bob just said, I don't know if it hit the mic, he was at the Blue Jay game. Let's discuss the Blue Jays for 30 seconds.
Well, while we're discussing the Blue Jays, let's discuss the Islanders if we're going to go that way.
Okay. Did the Blue Jays make the playoffs?
No, they did not.
How many games did they lose? Over 90?
Somewhere around that area.
So why bother going?
It's enjoyable.
So you went to a baseball game, and the baseball game prevented you from watching a two-hour movie when there are many other hours in the day?
No, I get home from the baseball game. I stay up till 2 o'clock watching a movie.
And I guess Whole Wide World just didn't happen.
It didn't make it.
It's okay. I mean, I make lists. You ignore them. It's all right.
Okay, I watched
Kevin,
Whole Wide World.
Did you watch any movies this past week?
No, I'm so far ahead, though.
Okay, I saw Whole Wide World.
Yeah.
Had cry face in it. Who
now, hold on. Let me just intro the film a little bit. The film is interesting, of course, to us geeks because it's about Robert E. Howard, the creator of Conan the Barbarian, and it sort of details his life in a, like the later months of his life before he committed suicide. And it's sort of, you meet this woman, Evelyn Park, I think her name was.
I think you're right.
Who basically changed him. You know, it was sort of the love of his life. So this is Robert E. Howard as a romantic lead in a love story.
I got a problem. I don't like Robert E. Howard novels. I've tried reading them. They're they're a little dry for me. I think they're well written. Mm-hmm. I get the time period. They must have blown people away. Mm-hmm. But it's just for me, there's so many better written books similar to it. Mm-hmm. But I understand he was the first.
See, I liked them a lot when I was in high school. I don't know if I could go back and read them right now, but at the time, they were very, very evocative, very descriptive, very mood-setting.
I tried hard to like this movie. Mm-hmm. But I do not like Vincent D'Onofrio. I'm never going to like Vincent D'Onofrio, and I hate Cryface. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard. But I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I really felt bad for Robert E. Howard trying to date this woman and really not knowing what to do.
Yeah. Like, I think that was part of it, is that he was such a...
A loner,
such a manly guy that he just had no idea how to have a romantic relationship with.
But Renee Zellweger seemed to try to help him. Like, for a woman of that
time.
She
really did care for him. Yeah.
And I got that impression. I mean, I felt bad for Howard in the end because, I mean, his mom died and he committed suicide. And I'm kind of like, okay. Which I knew he committed suicide in the end. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of like, oh, and then she did finally write her book years later. Mm-hmm. I just thought this was a strange film. I didn't think they had a lot to work with. I thought maybe they extended a lot of it that didn't really exist.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work for me.
Yeah. You see, I like it. I like it more for the connotation of what was Robert E. Howard like. And, you know, a very much of a guy that lived in his head.
I thought my favorite scene is when he's talking into a microphone or something or whatever he's doing, and he's discussing Conan, thrash through the woods. And
yeah, that was the way he wrote.
And I thought that was phenomenal, the way he writes.
You know, when she looks out at the front of the schoolhouse where she's teaching, and he's just walking down the road, like, pretending to punch things.
Yeah.
And what he wrote a bunch of stories about a prize fighter. So it was basically him working out the story
in his
head. I think
that was so cool.
I thought that was interesting.
That I enjoyed.
And that to me was the interesting part of their relationship, is that she wanted to be a writer, and he was probably the closest thing to a professional writer in that part of Texas at the time. And in fact, one of the things that has come out is that, you know, Robert E. Howard, it really is one of Texas's biggest exports as far as writing goes. And they're trying to really bolster the Historical Society around Cross Plains, Texas, where he was born. You know, really do a lot of things there. So I thought it was interesting. Historically, I thought that was interesting because I obviously was connected at one point to Robert E. Howard's writings, and we're all familiar with Conan the Barbarian. So
I think if you're a Robert E. Howard fan, you'll love this movie. Mm-hmm. And if you're kind of like me, just kind of interested, it's interesting to find out about this guy because we all know about Conan, but it's not one of those films I'm going to love or ever revisit, ever even care about.
Yeah. Okay. And the last of our Video Vault reviews this week is Art School Confidential, directed by Terry Zweigoff. and starring Steve Buscemi, John Malkovich, a bunch of other people.
Michael Lerner?
Maybe, yeah.
He's in it. He plays the art dealer.
Okay. So,
Bob?
Me. I'm going to say...
Isn't Jim Broadbent in this movie?
He is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He plays a drunk. Yeah. He gets killed. I'm gonna say I enjoyed this movie. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up because I went into it. I watched it with an open mind, not knowing what it was about, and I started getting into it. So I really enjoyed it. So it's good. Thumbs up.
Mm. That was quick.
Now this movie was written by
Dan Clowes.
Yeah,
I loved his first movie,
Ghost World.
Ghost World was awesome.
Yeah,
Steve Buscemi was in that too.
Yes,
well, because
he was great in that.
Comic book collector.
No, he's not a comic book collector.
Whoops. He does collect comics, though.
No, he's not a comic book collector. He is a record collector.
Oh, records.
Steve Buscemi collects records?
In Ghost World, he's a record collector. And he also collects racist memorabilia from the company where he works. If you remember that.
I don't, but I did like the movie.
And in Ghost World, she uses as found art the stuff that taken from him when there's a something chicken... in that city, and it goes back. It was originally Coon's chicken. It was a very, very racist image. Anyway, whatever. That's
Art School Confidential.
Art School Confidential. What do you think?
Bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
At times I loved it. At times I just went. I liked the first. I think it's a 2-hour movie. Maybe the first hour I really liked. I liked when they're doing the art classes.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to John Malkovich's house, and I think he's all about triangles, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And he's got triangles, and he was. I'm looking at crap. And then the main character does these great paintings, but doesn't make it big. But the guy that shows just a Trans Am in a weird shade is like the star of the show. Mm. And they all get mad at the lead character because he calls the other guy's stuff crap.
Yeah.
So do you want me to get into this a little bit more?
No, I just because
I don't
want to
ruin the movie. Okay,
Did you like it?
Just want to hear what I think of it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the ending. It died for me at the end.
Yeah, I thought it started out strong and ended. It's very much suffers from Stripes syndrome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Stripes is being one of the great comedies of the 80s where it, you know, first half is awesome. You learn all about the location, the kooky people there. You have some funny situations happen. And then when they get out to actually the second half where they have the RV, it just falls flat and it's a waste of time.
I agree.
This one is very much, you know, what's it like to go to an art school? You know, the interrelationship of that. But then there's this tacky serial killer that's tacked in, and that sucks. That just was stupid.
But if you know Steve Buscemi, you know everybody.
Yes.
Steve Buscemi knows all the stars.
He does.
They made it big in his cafe.
Yes, he
does. Did you read the graphic novel for this?
There was no graphic novel for this.
Oh, okay. Because it said it's based on story from Dan Clowes.
Yeah, Dan Clowes wrote the story and gave it to Zygoff, who then adapted it to the...
See, I always thought Zygoff was Dan Clowes for the longest time. That was just like a secret name for him.
No, he's a different... Zygoff did the Crumb movie. That's where he sort of cut his...
Well, I know. So that's why I always thought it was Dan Clowes.
He has a very strong connection to that indie alt comics.
I give this a thumbs in the middle.
Yeah, I thought it was just sort of okay. Again, another one of those marginal films that, you know, whatever. I didn't feel like I wasted my life.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bob?
Thumbs up.
Okay. And I have one last thing to discuss before we go. Quick comic chat.
What's that?
Wrath of Gog by Chuck Austin.
I love it. You're rating like the ancient trade paperback.
Well, I get whatever they have at the library.
All right, Gog, as a
way
of
explaining. We can do Scalp, but you don't read it, so.
No. Gog is a character that was created for Kingdom Come. There was actually a character called Magog in Kingdom Come. And in the follow-up miniseries, The Kingdom, they introduced this guy, Gog, who actually went back in time. So he fought Superman. And that's what
this
is.
Did you read this crap? This was horrible.
Yeah, it was mediocre stuff.
It was bad. The only thing I liked was the Lena Lang kind of thing.
What I find interesting is that subsequently Alex Ross has come in and said, just ignore that stuff. Here's what Gog looked like. And he introduced his own character, Gog.
Oh, really?
And then he created a new Magog. So, you know, it just works out.
Yeah, I'm just telling people to avoid this graphic novel. It was crap.
Yeah.
Chuck Austin, I'm glad you don't write comics anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I like the Art Adams covers from those issues.
Yeah, they were very nice.
Nice, yeah.
But
yeah, Chuck Austin, I don't know. There's a reason why he's not doing stuff much anymore, but I guess. Okay, well, that's this episode.
I'm Simon.
Cheer up, Bob.
The intern.
All right. I'm Kevin.
As they make it.
Simon makes us watch it and then review it.